This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of people, mostly women, gathered at the state capitol in Denver Monday to call on the governor to ban gun ownership in the state. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Passing cars honked in support of banners with slogans like "Enough Thoughts and Prayers" and "Protect Kids, Not Guns." Organizers read out the names of people killed by gun violence around the country.
Dahlin Hall died in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, April 16, 2023, at the age of 23.
In a statement responding to the protest, Governor Jared Polis highlighted new gun laws passed by state lawmakers this year, like a three-day waiting period and raising the purchase age for some firearms. But Polis noted that a blanket gun ban would be unconstitutional. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A survey of school districts finds significant needs in Colorado schools as the window for spending COVID funds starts to close. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The top three ongoing needs are student emotional support and behavior, unfilled positions, and staff emotional support. Students experiencing trauma, low-income students, and students with disabilities have the highest need. Federal data shows schools have spent about two-thirds of federal dollars so far. School leaders say they appreciate the funds, but worry about when it ends in the fall of 2024. They say they need more sustainable funding for staffing shortages, performance gaps, and student emotional challenges. The Colorado School Finance Project conducted the survey earlier this year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Recent rainstorms have raised the flood risk and several wildfire burn scars in north-central Colorado. The National Weather Service says there's an elevated risk of flash floods at the Cameron Peak burn scar in Larimer County, at East Troublesome in Grand County, and the Cal Wood burn scar in Boulder County. Forecasters say the biggest threat is between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. today and tomorrow. It is Election Day in Denver. Voters in Denver have to be in line to vote or have turned in their ballots by 7 p.m. Voters are choosing a new mayor and some city council members. This is CPR News.